God is moving by his spirit.
Yes, he is.
Okay. St. John chapter 17 again.
Amen.
Okay. We made it to verse 14. I'll back up to verse 13. Jesus is praying for his people. He said, "And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." This was a prayer of authority. That's why it specified that he said, I speak in the world. He was still here as a man. And what he said, his authority still goes. So the things we speak before we die, those prayers can still be answered. Because this is precisely what Jesus did. He said, "I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." He's talking to the Lord about us praying for us. And he said, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." And this is, he knew that the enemy would try things against his people. Just like he always does. Every dictator, king, if he's king long enough, the enemy tries to get him in trouble. And whatever fire the enemy sets, he when he gets men on his side, he aims it at the covenant. He tries to target God's people. People that would obey God's purpose. For years, he didn't know who the son of the seed of woman would be. And, you know, just like when Moses was born, the enemy thought it was Moses. And Pharaoh had all the children killed when he was born. Satan was behind it. But the Pharaoh's purpose was he was afraid of the people. He was afraid of Israel outnumbering the Egyptians. That's what he was looking at. And the enemy, he has to find some kind of hurt, weakness, hurt, or fear to work through. That's how he works through in the world. He uses men's weaknesses, their hurts, and their fears. With Pharaoh, it was fear. With Herod, it was fear. Jesus said, "Be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And I said, "Lord, there's a difference." I said, "What is it?" The leaven of the Pharisees, they love their position more than God. And they love prestige more than God. And the leaven of Herod, he loves his position more than God. So that the leaven of Herod is what the enemy used to get to try to kill Jesus when he was young. When the wise men came to him, they told him about the king of Israel. And he tried to kill all the kids Jesus' age. And it didn't work. But that's why Jesus prayed for us. He said, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." We need to be here for the sake of the next generation. And for the sake of our work, we need to be the salt to preserve every Christian, by being salt, we preserve society. And then by light, we give them example. And we have to do that so we bear fruit after our kind. So if we do our purpose, the next generation will pick up the torch and do even greater because we bear fruit after our kind. And so he prayed not that you should take them out of the world. If he took us out of the world, if he took the Christians out of the world, then it wouldn't have grown to now. So he prayed that... He said, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." And this is the determined mischief of Satan. Because that's where the fight is. The fight is is against you who love God. So he gave us authority. And he also prayed that God would keep us from the evil that's in the world. And remember, when we receive the Holy Spirit on the inside, we're complete. He manifests himself seven ways. listed in Isaiah 11. You know, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge, spirit of wisdom, counsel, spirit of might, and under fear of the Lord. The seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So we're complete in Him. And then we have authority. So whenever God, whatever He gives us, whenever He gives us what we need, we have the authority to carry it out. And with all that, He gave us protection in verses 13 through 14, through 15. Verse 16, He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So the Lord sees us the same way He saw Jesus. And He sees...
that's good. You know, He said that He's praying that they would keep Him from the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
That's Satan, the evil one.
Yeah.
Because He's behind every kind of evil.
Mm-hmm.
The evil one.
Yeah.
Sometimes we fight against people, this and that, but we need to go against the evil one.
That's the easiest way to fight. Mm-hmm. When I secure what God give me, I say, Satan, you can't stop it. That's cutting the snake off at the head. If He can't stop it, nothing under Him can stop it. So I just tell Him, I abort His plan. You can't work against it. I know He's going to try it.
Amen.
You know, I did a website broadcast this morning when the lights went out. So he can't. What he do ain't gonna work.
Uh-huh.
This runs by batteries. And you know, he tried to slow things down, but it fails. The Lord can take minutes and do great things. So nothing's lost. I thank God for Ray. I mean, you know, God's got people in place to just keep it going.
Amen.
Knowing, you know, what Jesus prayed for works. In every case, it works. Okay. Verse 18, he says, Thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And we're not here unprotected. We have all the weapons of our warfare, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit as we need them. And we have this umbrella prayer over us.
Amen.
We win every which way you can look at it.
I'm glad you said that, because he wasn't just praying for his disciples there, but he was praying for all those other ones that that was going to come into.
Yeah. Even the generations we leave behind. Jesus is he's a master warrior. So.
Yeah.
And then he made us more than conquerors.
Yeah. Amen. He calls every generation, and then he introduces himself to every generation.
Yeah, I thank God for this. We and then he said, don't be afraid if they kill you, because they can't kill you. You know, they can kill the body, not the spirit. And when you're not afraid of them, that they don't know how to handle that. You know, that throws the enemy off, the human enemy off track. But God gave, We have communion with Him, and that's what it's all about. It's communion with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I love these communion scriptures.
Amen.
We know we're part of Him. We're part of God. We're grafted into one body, and then He made us joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We can remember the victory. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it. In remembrance of me. I thank the Lord for all that He's doing in His people. Every prayer He prayed is effective. He did it in authority. He did it with power. And it's still working. Dear Lord, I thank You for the testament, the legacy You've left us. I thank You for all that You're doing, the prayers, my Lord. I thank You for communing with us. Help us to do all this in your heart and glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.